AM.
Right here on your one and only station.
Power FM.
What's up, United Vibes? It's your girl, PNC Princess Natasha Tansa, and you are listening to the Power Breakfast Show with Shekinah and Fortress. Let's get it.
Catch the Power Breakfast, Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Power Breakfast. And Fortress, the queens of breakfast. Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
CSOs unveil an independent technical framework on delimitation. NGOCC welcomes landmark law making sexual offences non-bailable. IMF warns of mounting economic pressure for sub-Saharan Africa amid global instability. Brazil humiliates Copper Queens.
And now, the Power FM News.
It's upfront and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. A consortium of civil society organizations has unveiled an independent technical framework for the allocating of 70 new constituencies addressing public concerns about electoral boundaries and fair representation ahead of the delimitation. According to the analysis, provincial distribution of the 70 constituencies, which include 8 central, Copper Belt 9, Eastern 8, Luapula 6, Lusaka 8, Muchinga 5, Northern 6, Northwestern 7, Southern 8, and Western 5. Sharing the analysis on behalf of the CSOs in Lusaka yesterday, Consortium Vice Chairperson Solomon did say that the report aims to promote transparency in electoral processes and clarify its role in supporting fair internal party elections. Ms. Dangoma emphasized that the proposed model is based on scientific and constitutional principles of delimitation and is designed to inform public understanding and debate opposed to replacing the Electoral Commission of Zambia's authority. He clarified that consortium contributed to earlier constitutional reforms that led to the creation of the new constituencies and conducted consultations across all 116 districts to capture public expectations on representation. Mr. Ngoma explained that the model relies on weighted composite index, WCI, that incorporates voter population, land size, population density, and levels of development. According to Mr. Ngoma, the allocation process occurred in two stages, first distributing seats at the provincial level, then assigning them to districts using the same formula. He highlighted that the model ensures fair and balanced allocation through objective and measurable criteria, minimizing political interference and subjective decisions. The non-governmental gender organizations coordinating council, NGOCC, has welcomed the enactment of the Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026, which has rendered all sexual offences such as defilement, rape and incest non-bailable. The organization has therefore described the development as a major step towards strengthening the justice system in the country. Zambia has made sexual offences non-bailable following a new law aimed at tackling rising cases of gender-based violence, GBV. The new Criminal Procedure Code Amendment Act No. 4 of 2026 means suspects in cases such as rape, defilement and incest can no longer be released on bail. NGOCC Executive Director Annie Mbewe Namela says the law sends a clear message that sexual offences are serious crimes and human rights violations. She said that removing bail will help prevent suspects from interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence or intimidating witnesses. Ms. Mbewe Namela added that the change reflects long-standing calls by civil society groups for stronger laws to deal with gender-based violence, stating that women and girls in Zambia continue to face high levels of abuse, making urgent legal reforms necessary. She hopes the new law will be supported by the creation of more fast-track courts to handle GBV cases quickly so that the measure will improve prosecutions and increase public confidence in the justice system.
This landmark legislation reform represents a decisive and progressive step in strengthening the country's legal framework to combat the escalating prevalence of sexual and gender-based violence. This enactment sends a strong and unequivocal message that sexual offenses are grave offenses and human rights violations that warrant firm legal consequences. By removing the option of bail, the law significantly reduces the risk of accused persons interfering with investigations, tampering with evidence, intimidating or influencing witnesses, and hence ultimately contributing to the withdrawal of cases. In doing so, the amendment enhances the prospects for effective prosecution and reinforces public confidence in the criminal justice system. NGOCC also notes that this development reflects long-standing advocacy efforts by civil society organizations, including the NGOCC network.
Zambia's Defense Minister Ambrose Lufuma has called for greater unity, cooperation and shared purpose among African armed forces, saying military sports remain a vital tool for strengthening ties across the continent. Speaking at the opening of the annual general meeting of the Organization of Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, Mr. Lufuma said sport continues to build bridges between nations while promoting discipline, teamwork and resilience among service personnel. Mr. Lufuma said hosting the gathering reflects the confidence Africa's military sports community has placed in Zambia and its defense forces. He added that the platform would enable delegates to exchange ideas, which has placed Zambia in defense forces, and shape the future strategies and deepen collaboration, noting that beyond competition, military sports enhance physical fitness, mental strength and operational readiness, while also symbolizing peace and solidarity. The minister urged delegates to engage in constructive dialogue and reaffirm commitment to integrity, excellence and mutual respect across Africa's armed forces.
Hosting this prestigious event demonstrates the confidence that the African military sports community has placed in our country and in the Zambian Defense Force. We are deeply honored to provide a platform where ideas can be exchanged, strategies can be discussed, and the future of military sports in Africa can be said. Military sports play a vital role beyond competition. They promote physical fitness. At the same time, they serve as a symbol of peace and solidarity among African nations. Through sports, we remind ourselves that while our forces are trained for defense, they are equally ambassadors of unity, friendship, and cooperation.
Meanwhile, the president of the Organization of the Military Sports in Africa, OSMA, Maikano Abdullahi, says military sports remain a key tool for promoting peace, unity and cooperation across the continent. Major Abdullahi said African armed forces should meet on the sports field rather than in conflict, describing sport as a form of non-kinetic diplomacy.